Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Thursday afternoon version of WKAR's Current Sports. It is August 23rd, 2018. And you guessed it, today will be a bit of a heavy show. Seeing as though we now know what the punishment is for head coach of the Ohio State football team, Urban Meyer, when it comes to what he knew, what he didn't know, what he failed to do upon knowing in relation to his now former assistant coach, Zach Smith. There was a press conference that occurred yesterday evening as Ohio State's president, athletic director, and Urban Meyer himself, all three addressed the media and took them through the decision-making process that led them to the said punishment for Meyer, which he will serve immediately. There are many mixed feelings about it. On today's Current Sports, you will hear Urban Meyer's statement, which he took the podium for a little over 2 minutes. You get to hear from Urban Meyer. Also get to hear a brief Q&A period where Urban Meyer was posted up a bit from the reporters who were present. And there are a few key takeaways from the press conference that I want to shine a bit of light on. All right. Also, this news is breaking, and it's really the last domino to fall when it comes to the whole Larry Nassar scandal here at Michigan State University. I tell you what, it's something every day. It is something every day, folks. But I knew it was going to come down eventually, and it has. Ex-Michigan State University gymnastics coach Kathy Klages has been charged in the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. The charges were announced by Special Independent Counsel Bill Forsyth, who was appointed by the state general attorney general to investigate the university. And if convicted of the felony and misdemeanor counts, Klages could face up to 4 years in prison. She has been charged today, Klages, with lying to the police amid an investigation into the school's handling of sexual abuse complaints against former sports doctor Larry Nassar. That is just coming through the news wire, folks. We publish it on our website. If you want to read further details on this story, we publish it on our website at WKAR.org. I'll have some thoughts on that piece of drama later on this hour. Also, there is another scandal coming from the world of college football. It's just bad news all around today. You know, I'm going to try and pep your step up a little bit. You know, maybe you'll crack a smile or two a little bit when I welcome Jeremy Miller to the show, head coach of the Pauwama Westphalia Pirates football team. Jeremy Miller and the Pirates are the defending state champions on the gridiron and will be opening up, of course, against the powerhouse that is the Ithaca Yellow Jackets tomorrow. But today also marks the first day of high school football here in the state of Michigan, and some great local games taking place, and I'll read you that slate in just a moment. But I'm going to try to shine some light on this show. Hopefully it's not all dark as we look forward to chatting with Jeremy Miller. So we're going to open up our phone lines early right now. I want to hear from you all and get your thoughts on the Ohio State scandal, on, you know, the new news concerning Kathy Klegis being charged by the police. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKARnews. You can check out the live stream there and comment below that video. I'll get to your comments there. Also, you can tweet us. Two ways to do so. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. You know what's next. Here are your quick hit headliners. All right, and we begin with, of course, the Ohio State controversy out in Columbus, Ohio. After a lengthy 12-hour meeting, Ohio State University determined the fate of head coach Urban Meyer. Meyer will be suspended for the first three games of the upcoming Buckeye football season after a two-week investigation found that he mishandled domestic assault allegations made against former Buckeyes assistant coach Zach Smith and misrepresented what he knew about the situation in a public statement in July. Now, he will be suspended without pay and banned from interacting with the football team through September 2nd. He can rejoin the team at that point, so just a matter of days from now, but he will not be able to coach in games against Oregon State, Rutgers, and number 16, TCU. Ohio State also suspended athletic director Gene Smith without pay for more than 2 weeks. His suspension will take place effective August 31st and will finish on September 16th, so less than a month from now. Smith said he failed as a leader to alert others to red flags about Zach Smith's conduct after he learned that police were investigating accusations of domestic abuse in 2015. Your thoughts on this story? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Curious to hear from if there are any Ohio State fans here in East Lansing or to just be happen to be listening right now here on WKAR AM 870 105.1 FM. Curious to hear from Ohio State fans and just the general public as I will be dissecting this story in just a moment. All right, Michigan State football announced its captains for the 2018 season as training camp concluded today. Senior safety Kari Willis, redshirt junior quarterback Brian Lewerke, and junior linebacker Joe Bocci will represent the Spartans as captains. No surprise there. All three entering their second seasons as full-time starters for the program. More on that story at some point this hour. Michigan State softball's program added veteran hitting coach Corey Hill. Hill served as an assistant at Texas for 11 seasons through 2016. Most recently, Hill was interim head coach at Division III Texas at Dallas a year ago, leading her team to a 24-18 record. She joins the staff of Michigan State under the leadership of head coach Jackie Joseph. The Michigan State women's soccer team returns to DeMartin Stadium for its third consecutive home game to open the regular season when Green Bay visits East Lansing for a 3 p.m. kickoff this afternoon. The Spartans, sitting at 2-0, are coming off an opening weekend sweep of Southern Utah and Boston University, both by a 2-0 margin. Green Bay started the season with home losses to Valparaiso on August 17th and North Dakota State on August 19th. And high school football is back. That's right. It is an absolutely beautiful day here in mid-Michigan. And if you want to get out and about and enjoy some high school football, there are many entertaining games that are kicking off at 7 p.m. All of these games, actually, on the local slate are scheduled for 7 p.m. And they read as follows. Williamston will be at Battle Creek Penfield, Perry at Burton Bendel, Holt at Caledonia, Leslie at Dansville. Grand Rapids Christian at DeWitt. St. John's at East Lansing. Olivet at Granville Calvin Christian. Grand Ledge at Hudsonville. Belding at Langsburg. Okemos at Mason. Bath at Mount Morris. Portland at Ovid Elsie. Saranac at Vestaburg. And Dryden at Morris. Again, that is what your local slate of high school football looks like tonight. The opening night of high school football here in the great state of Michigan. And all of those game times are, again, 7 p.m. Nothing like high school football and current sports. We are slated to be at the St. John's at East Lansing matchup. All right. So keep it locked to our social media pages for highlights and post-game reaction from that game. All right. The Detroit Tigers will face off against the Chicago White Sox. Detroit Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire announced prior to yesterday's game against the Chicago Cubs that right-hander Michael Fulmer will come off the disabled list to start Friday night against the White Sox. And when it comes to today's matchup, again, first pitch has just happened, and we will give you a score update on the Tigers and White Sox at some point throughout this hour. All right, the Detroit Lions have swung a deal with the San Francisco 49ers, acquiring outside linebacker Eli Harold from San Fran in exchange for Detroit's conditional seventh-round pick in 2020. A 2015 third-rounder, Harold started 10 games last season but earned poor marks from Pro Football Focus for his work at the strong side spot. Coming out of camp, the 24-year-old defender was clearly on the roster bubble. And last but not least, this is pretty cool, Turner Sports will produce a pay-per-view telecast for a golf event, which will offer $9 million to the winner of Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. You got my money. That's going to be played Friday, November 23rd at Shadow Creek Golf Course out in Las Vegas. The event will be televised on pay-per-view again by Turner's BR Live platform, Bleacher Report Live platform, in addition to DirecTV and AT&T UVerse. Pricing has not been set. The Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas has Woods at minus 180 to win the event outright. Mickelson at plus 150. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. A lot to get to, so I'll get right to it. Here we go. All right, a little biggie to start this Thursday afternoon version of WKAR's Current Sports. You know what we are going to lead with here. The drama out in Columbus, Ohio, as Ohio State has decided to issue a 3-game suspension for Urban Meyer. As I mentioned in our current sports quick hit headliners, this is a story that is getting, of course, a lot of traction and a lot of anger from many of you out there, including myself. Not even going to front with you. I knew this was going to be the outcome. You know, I predicted, you know, a 4 or 5 game suspension, so I was 1 or 2 games off here. And, you know, as I stated earlier this week, it was all going to come down to how Urban Meyer handle things upon knowing of any kind of alleged domestic abuse situation in regards to his assistant coach, now former assistant coach Zach Smith, and his wife, now ex-wife for Zach Smith. This was a 12-hour meeting. There was so much drama on social media following this story. It was an 8:50 p.m. news conference And, you know, I was just following this on Twitter, courtesy of Brett McMurphy, who really blew this story wide open with his fantastic journalism reporting. Dan Murphy of ESPN as well. You know, I was reading all these tweets. You know, several trustees just came outside for a brief break. Clark Kellogg, an OSU trustee, said progress is being made. Urban Meyer, not in the room with trustees discussing the investigation. There were like reporters camped out of the room, stalking, you know, from the outside, trying to figure out whether or not a decision was close to coming down. And lo and behold, again, around 9 p.m. last night, we saw that press conference happen. So what I want to do right now, first off, before I give my opinion and before I get to you all, I want to lay out the facts here and a few findings from the investigation. All right. First off, I want to throw to a soundbite of Urban Meyer. I want to play, again, his press conference, which he went to the podium and spoke for a little over 2 minutes. It's getting a lot of criticism, and I think it's not hard, really. Not hard to figure out why it's getting a lot of criticism. So here is Urban Meyer. Here's what Urban Meyer had to say at the podium as he addressed reporters and the public on his 3-game suspension and the investigation itself. Here we go.
I know that the impact that the events the last 3 weeks have had on this institution, an institution that I love, and how challenging this has been for our community, our president, a man who I have great respect for, and for that I'm deeply sorry. I'm fully aware that I'm ultimately responsible for the situation that has harmed the university as a whole and our Department of Athletics and our football program. I want to apologize to Buckeye Nation. I followed my heart, not my head. I fell short in pursuing full information because at each juncture, I gave Zach Smith the benefit of the doubt. As I reflect my loyalty to his grandfather, Earl Bruce, who was my mentor and like a father to me, likely impacted how I treated Zach over the years. I did not know everything about Zach Smith, which was what Zach Smith was doing, and I'm pleased that the report made this very clear. However, I should have demanded more from him and recognized red flags. I needed to show more care and concern for the entirety of the situation and the people involved. I should have been more demanding of him in the same way I am of my players, other staff members, and myself. I should have done more, and I am sorry for that. I did a poor job at Media Day. It's a big reason why we're here today. I was not being as complete as accurate as I should have been at Media Day and afterward. But there is no intent to mislead. My role is to set a good example. In this instant, I did not live up to the university's standards. The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make different decisions, but I can't. These difficult lessons are a constant reminder of the duties and obligations that I have as a member of this university and this community. I take this responsibility very seriously, and I will do better. I've been a Buckeye my entire life. For the past 6 years, I've worked diligently to build a program that the great state of Ohio and Ohio State can be very proud of. And I appreciate the opportunity to learn from a mistake, and I will work as hard as I ever have to make our strong program even stronger. Thank you very much.
Again, that was Urban Meyer in his statement at the podium upon hearing of his 3-game suspension handed down by the university, Ohio State University, after the investigation, which lasted a little over 2 weeks, on how Urban Meyer handled or mishandled the Zach Smith domestic abuse allegations. I have a few takeaways on what he had to say in just a moment here. What I want to also play right now is just a small segment of the Q&A in which Urban Meyer addresses why he did not initially fire Zach Smith upon hearing of any kind of domestic violence situation with Smith. Here we go.
Well, as a head coach, you're ultimately responsible for everybody's behavior, and that's a very difficult thing to do. We all know that. However, there were red flags, and I wish I had known. I wish I did a better job of finding things out, or I wish I was told more things. But ultimately, and that's part of the job, that you're ultimately responsible for representing this incredible university. And I wish I had done more. I wish I had known more. Second part was
Just the idea or the reason for firing Zach Smith when you guys did.
I received on that week, I can't remember the exact date, that someone told me there was a court date. Was I aware of a court date involving Zach? I said I was not. And they started explaining to me it was a trespassing issue. So I immediately contacted Gene. I told Brian Boltellini to find out more about what had happened. And I actually called Zach Smith in. He was on vacation. I had him come in and say, what was this all about? He told me in great detail what had happened and that he was dropping his children off at a certain location and then went to the house and eventually had a citation for trespassing. He made it sound like it was not that big of a deal. I told Gene, and Gene and I both decided just keep him updated. And I was very disappointed it happened approximately 2 months prior to that. I was very upset that he didn't share that with me. And I made that clear. You have to keep me exactly posted on any situation like this so I can alert Gene. And then I go to media days, and that Monday I find out there's a restraining order. And that's when termination became entered my mind. First of all, the seriousness of a restraining order. And then also, again, the fact that I made very clear that you keep me posted and alert me to any situation, and he did not do that. It's been very tough, one of the toughest things that I've experienced, and I have very good players and a very good staff. My message when I get to speak to the team is that I love them dearly. I appreciate all they've done for this incredible university. As I've shared with Dr. Drake, this is one of the best groups I've ever been around, on the field and off, and but it's also one of the best coaching staffs I've had, so I look forward to watching continue to grow and getting updates as we move forward.
Greg Amonte, ESPN. You had said you support the decision by the president, but if you could be more specific, knowing that your superiors were aware, do you think you should have been suspended? And follow-up question is, what message do you have for Courtney Smith?
Well, ultimately, I'm responsible for everyone's behavior in the football department. And there was some behavior going on that maybe I was unaware of, but I should have been aware of it. So I fully support our president's decision and respect it. And the second one is?
What message do you have for Courtney Smith?
Well, I have a message for everyone involved in this. I'm sorry that we're in this situation. And I'm just sorry we're in this situation.
What about Shelley's text messages? Why were you not concerned from her messages about this situation?
I was not aware of Shelley's text messages at the time.
Poor job from Urban Meyer. Poor job from Urban Meyer. What you just heard, just a brief snippet from the Q&A. Prior to that, you heard Urban Meyer's statement to the public, a prepared statement that he had addressing his 3-game suspension in light of the findings of the investigation into how he handled or mishandled Zach Smith domestic violence past. A few facts I want to put out there. I combed through the report last night, and there are a few troubling things here. One, Meyer doubted Courtney Smith's 2015 allegations. In the report found that both Urban and Urban's wife, Shelley Meyer, quote, had doubts about the credibility of Courtney's 2015 claims based on, among other things, Zach Smith's denials and their belief that Courtney Smith's 2009 allegations had been false, end quote. That's coming directly from the statement. Zach Smith was arrested in Florida in 2009 for allegedly throwing Courtney Smith up against a wall. She later declined to press charges. Now, in a text message to former Ohio State linebacker Stan White after Zach Smith's firing, Urban Meyer described it as a, quote, he said, she said situation. one of my big takeaways there. Two, the report found that Zach Smith engaged in, quote, other problematic or at least questionable behavior, end quote, beyond the allegations of domestic abuse. Among those actions, according to the investigation, Smith engaged in a sexual relationship with a secretary on the football staff who did not report to him. Smith ran up a significant bill at a Florida strip club, which he attended with another Buckeye football coach and, quote, one or more high school coaches, end quote, during a recruiting trip back in 2014. Smith took sexually explicit photographs of himself at the White House in 2015 and at OSU's football facilities. Smith was arrested for driving while impaired in 2013. Smith's credit cards were declined at least three times between 2014 and 2016, and he was, quote, delinquent in paying for his iPhones and for costs associated with bowl games. Great character from Zach Smith, right? Which even more so blows my mind that Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was willing to keep Zach Smith on his staff this long. It's not like Zach Smith was some kind of legendary game-changing coach, all right? I just don't understand that. Also, another takeaway from the report I combed through. Ohio State's investigation found that Urban Meyer knew Zach Smith was being investigated in 2015 and was notified by Athletic Director Gene Smith. This is what the report states. Quote, in October of 2015, Michelle Willis, then the deputy Title IX coordinator for the athletics department, received information from the Ohio State Campus Police about the Powell police investigation. Willis immediately notified A.D. Smith, who in turn notified Coach Meyer during football practice that Zach Smith was under investigation for domestic violence and could be arrested at any time. A.D. Gene Smith recalls Coach Meyer having an immediate and strong negative reaction to the news. Also, this is pretty troubling. The investigation revealed that Urban Meyer might have wiped old text messages from his phone. You thought Tom Brady was bad, right? Wiped old text messages from his phone in the wake of Brett McMurphy's original report that Meyer was aware of domestic abuse claims against Smith, or at least discussed as much with Director of Football Operations Brian Voltolini. This is what the report says. Quote, the two discussed at the time whether the media, this is what their concern was, folks, after hearing of some kind of domestic violence allegation with Zach Smith. The two discussed at the time whether the media could get access to Coach Meyer's phone and specifically discuss how to adjust the settings on Meyer's phone so that text messages older than 1 year would be deleted. Our review of Coach Meyer's phone revealed no messages older than 1 year, indicating that at the time it was obtained by OSU on August 2nd, Coach Meyer's phone was set to retain text messages only for that period. As Coach Meyer and Brian Voltolini discussed, we cannot determine, however, whether Coach Meyer's phone was set to retain messages only for 1 year in response to the August 1st media report, or at some time earlier. Investigators called this discussion, quote, nonetheless concerning, and later wrote that, quote, often, although not always, such reactions evidence consciousness of guilt. When it comes to Media Day, we all know Urban Meyer blatantly lied to everybody, right? Saying, I had no idea that Zach Smith was involved in some kind of domestic violence situation in the past. I had no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. And why would you even bring that up right now here at Media Day? The night before Urban spoke at Big Ten Media Days, he started a group text message with AD Gene Smith, Brian Voltolini, athletic communication staffer Jerry Emig, and director of player development Ryan Stamper. According to the investigation, the group discussed how to address Zach Smith's firing and the 2015 allegations. Again, this is before Media Day when Urban Meyer said, I have no idea what you're talking about. The next day, Urban Meyer told the media, in part, quote, I've never had a conversation about Smith's 2015 allegations, and I know nothing about it. That is a direct quote. I know nothing about it. Investigators wrote in the report that they cannot logically square Urban Meyer's comments at the podium with, quote, with his extensive knowledge of those events, but they do not believe his comments were, quote, part of a deliberate cover-up. This is what the investigation states. Quote, although it is a close question, and we cannot rule out that Coach Meyer was intentionally misleading in his answers, we do not ultimately find that he was. He clearly misspoke. That's what they're calling this. The investigation says he misspoke. Quote, he clearly misspoke and made misstatements, but the reasons that happened are complex. Coach Meyer did not, in our view, deliberately lie. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, is that not a load of crap or what? And this is, I think, one of the big takeaways that I noted and that everybody is talking about today. This is what a lot of people are talking about, this part right here. At one point in the report, investigators speculate that an unspecified medication might have contributed to Urban Meyer's lapse in memory at Big Ten Media Days. This is what the report says. Quote, we also learned during the investigation that Coach Meyer has sometimes had significant memory issues in other situations where he had prior extensive knowledge of events. He has also periodically taken medicine that can negatively impair his memory, concentration, and focus. All of these factors also need to be considered and weighed in assessing Coach Meyer's mindset at Media Days. Just take all that in right now. Take all of that in. Mind-boggling, right? Urban Meyer, after lying at Big Ten Media Days, Urban Meyer, after saying, oh, man, they're really about to dive into this. Can I delete text messages older than a year? Urban Meyer, who questioned the validity of Courtney Smith and failed to follow proper protocol and in informing the university's Title IX office after hearing about the domestic violence allegations against his assistant coach, Zach Smith. Urban Meyer, after all of that, gets to keep his J-O-B, gets a slap on the wrist, 3-game suspension. Oh, by the way, even after, you know, that first game, he still gets to practice with the team. Still gets to put him through drills, put him through the rigors. They play a bunch of lollipops in the beginning, other than probably TCU, number 16 team in the country. They're expected, they're highly favored in all three of those games. Slap on the wrist, you keep your job, Urban. Let's put this in the past. I think part of this is it's cheaper to keep him. If you were to further investigate this whole thing, it would cost the university more money. And in this punishment, this is saying that football is more important than anything. Football is more important than following proper protocol when it comes to something as serious as domestic violence. Football trumps that. Winning trumps that. That is the message that is being sent here today, and it happens far too often at this level. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527, because also going back to the press conference you just heard, the opening statement you just heard from Urban Meyer, that Q&A, where he was directly asked by an ESPN reporter, Urban, do you have anything that you want to say to Courtney Smith? Urban Meyer offered no apology to Courtney Smith. Urban Meyer did not even say Courtney Smith's name. And not just Urban Meyer, but neither did the Ohio State president. Neither did the Ohio State AD. Her name wasn't brought up. The only time you heard Courtney Smith's name brought up, that was coming from the reporters. She is a woman who has been through a lot. I mean, can you imagine being married to a man as sick as Zach Smith, who has admitted, I go back to the Dan Murphy interview, admitted picking on Courtney Smith. Brett McMurphy has text messages where Zach Smith is apologizing for strangling Courtney. He's a sick man. A sick man. Can you imagine being in a marriage like that? Being abused like that? Many women, unfortunately, know what that's like. I have friends who have been abused in relationships. That is scarring. That scars you for life. That can scar you for life. It does. I don't know how you totally heal that wound. And her name was not brought up once by Ohio State during that press conference. And hey, Urban, do you agree with the 3-game suspension? Do you agree with that, Urban? I respect the decision. Basically saying, I think it's probably too harsh. That's the vibe you got from Urban, who came off as so unsympathetic. You know, he barely got through his statement, stumbled a few times. You look at his demeanor. He's just like, yeah, I got it. I'm getting punished here. Let me just get through this. Can we get back to football? Just, it's really a window into how the majority of us look at domestic abuse and domestic violence here in America. It is sad. And at the end of the day, status and success is more important than adhering to your moral code. That is what Ohio State University said yesterday. And it is absolutely sickening. 517-355-WKAR. That's the number to call. Michigan State fans, you will play Ohio State. Ohio State will come to Spartan Stadium on November 10th. And I don't usually root for this, but I'm rooting for the Boo Birds to really come out. I really am. You fans better bring it on November 10th, 2018, when Ohio State visits Spartan Stadium. Because this program, this school, that administration, and that head coach, Urban Meyer, deserves it. I know we've got a few callers who have been waiting oh so patiently. Mark, I see ya. Jason, I see ya. Stay right there. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll take your calls and we hope to also bring a little light to this show. As Jeremy Miller, head coach of the Pauma Westphalia Pirates football team, is scheduled to join me to talk about the big season opening matchup tomorrow at Alma College between the Pirates and the Ithaca Yellow Jackets. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I have spent now the last 20 minutes going through the Ohio State, a few of my takeaways, big takeaways from the Ohio State report, which, by the way, I didn't bring up this point as well. The details of the investigation weren't released before the press conference so that the media could kind of comb through it and, you know, pinpoint a few questions concerning the report. The report was actually released after the press conference. Very convenient for Ohio State University, right? Very convenient. I spent a lot of my night last night going through the report, and you just heard a few of my takeaways. It's absolutely sickening to me when reading a few of those details. Many of those details, not a few, many of those details in that report. Slap on the wrist for Urban Meyer. Count your blessings, brother. You got so lucky here. I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised. This is how we operate. This is how the higher-ups operate in 2018, man. Some things never change. moral code and moral ethics and what should happen comes second to winning, to money, to prestige, to status. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Let's go to our phone lines right now. We've got two callers who have been waiting very patiently. Mark wants to weigh in. Mark, what is on your sports noggin? You are on Current Sports, my friend.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Awesome. Okay, well, actually, I've got a couple different things. My name is Mark Coffin, and, you know, Bryn Forbes, right?
Of course.
And I knew Bryn when he was like five. What I have to do is bring it down and bring it back to the university level. There are a lot of clubs at university. For example, Kendo, where I first met Bryn when he was five. And Taekwondo, you know. Ron Fox is the sensei of the club. And basically, what I'm trying to say is that bring it down. I mean, we have, you know, a number of different people trying to take over the university, sports-wise, et cetera, et cetera. Bring it down. I mean, Ron Fox, you know, who is the sensei of the Kendo Club, we have, you know, and he mentored, matter of fact, he raised Bryn when he was five. And you got Ron Southwick, who's the Taekwondo, you know, instructor. And these guys do it not for their own money, got some sexual, you know, issues. You know, Larry Nassar, I saw him as patient. I'm a guy. He didn't sexually abuse me, but I saw him. And, you know, I spoke with,
Well, what are you trying to say, Mark, at the end of the day, when it comes to MSU athletics? Are you saying that the criticism that this university has gotten for its failed leadership due to the Larry Nassar scandal is not justified or should not happen, or what are you trying to say?
Well, last time I talked to Luann, this was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Last time I talked to her, I was in her office, and she denied the whole thing. What I'm trying to say is that there are a number of specialties, you know, like different clubs that are not associated with problems.
Of course. Of course. Well, this is the thing. Not we all know there are some great people at this university. I am a proud Michigan State grad, Mark.
That's what I'm trying to say. Is we don't know it. There are a lot of clubs that are great, that are not associated with Larry Nassar, but the clubs at Michigan State University are totally thumbs up. Does that make sense?
I'm kind of following you, but I'm kind of not. At the end of the day, I want to say this, Mark. I think this is what you're trying to get to. You're trying to put an emphasis that, hey, there are some great people here. There are some great organizations here at Michigan State University. There are many people doing the right thing here at Michigan State University.
We know that.
That's the point you're trying to hammer home. I know that. I work here very closely with the athletic department. We cover just about every sport here on campus. We're affiliated with the university. Don't forget that. I'm an MSU, proud MSU grad. But at the end of the day, there is no denying that when looking at how the Larry Nassar scandal was mishandled, you got to hold some people to the fire, without a doubt. I understand. I totally understand your point, Mark. And due to time, we got to keep it pushing, my man. But thank you so much for the call. I totally hear your point. Totally hear it, Mark. Line two, Jason has been waiting patiently. Jason, what's up, my man?
What's going on?
Dark day, I tell you that.
You know, the urban liar situation, you know, we got to go back and look at the little scandal he had out there in Utah, the scandal he had down there in Florida. Why has the NCAA not stepped in and put a squash to this whole thing, and they take care of this Urban Meyer, Zach Smith situation? Because, you know, if he's been known for problems at other schools, and then now he has this at a supposed prestigious university in Ohio. Not that I've ever seen anything other than Toledo being prestigious. But, you know, it's one of those things. NCAA needs to step in and not let universities take care of some of this stuff like this, because, you know, he got off at Utah, he got off down at Florida, and now he's getting off here. It doesn't add up. Something's there's some money in there somewhere that's not crossing hands the right way.
Right. I totally hear you, Jason. And you know what? When it comes to this whole thing, I don't know if the NCAA will step in, but if they do, you know, I wonder in what capacity they will try to amend the punishment. I don't know. Well, the NCAA doesn't have a great history when it comes to punishing those who have done wrong or situations like that. So I doubt that they will.
Not necessarily punishing the coaches. No. But they do have a tenacity for saying, hey, because of this situation, you're not going to be eligible for this many years of bowl games. You're not going to be eligible for this many years of the NCAA tournament. You're not going to be eligible for this, that, the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, the NCAA steps in and does that. You know, I really think Urban Meyer's career is pretty much going to be done, and you might see him going off to the NFL because he's not going to be able to do anything else in college if the NCAA gets in touch with him.
Well, I tell you what. We all know, as I just stated, winning trumps everything. And I think if Ohio State goes on to have a remarkable season, wins a Big Ten championship of some sort, heck, he may even go to the college football playoff. I think that the NCAA and the Ohio State community, of course, will certainly forget about everything that's happened.
I'm sure. I'm sure even amidst all the problems that we've had in the last 2 years with Nassar, you know, our football team going out to a 10-3 season, our basketball team making the tournament. Yeah, we lost to Sirisuck, but it happens, you know, but it is what it is, you know. But our university has showed everybody that we can persevere in the athletic arena, and we continue to do it. And it's just, you know, we'll have to see what happens down there in Columbus with Urban Meyer and down there at Ohio State. So,
very
brother,
true.
Take it easy, be easy. We'll talk to you later.
Always great chatting with you, Jason. Great call there. All right, we have about 10 minutes left here in the hour. We're working on trying amidst all of the conversation on Urban Meyer and your phone calls and your reaction. And again, also, I don't know if you guys saw the story. We brought this to you at the top of the hour, but former Michigan State University gymnastics coach Kathy Klages has been charged. She was charged today with lying to the police amid an investigation into the school's handling of sexual abuse complaints against former Dr. Larry Nassar. The charges were announced by Special Independent Counsel Bill Forsyth, who was appointed by the state attorney general to investigate the university. If convicted of the felony and misdemeanor counts, Klages could face up to 4 years in prison. I knew her name was going to come up at one point, and it finally has. Thoughts on that as well? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You know what? Do we have Jeremy Miller ready at all? We don't. Connor is shaking his head saying no. So you know what? We're going to hit our final break. I want to hit our final break right now. I'm going to read a few of your comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Again, 517-355-WKAR is the number to call. On the other side, we'll try to get Jeremy on. If not, I promise you he will be on the show tomorrow. Breaking news on the radio, folks. That's how it goes sometimes. In the meantime, keep it locked. We'll come back and put a bow on this Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have centered the show on the Ohio State University suspension of Urban Meyer for just three games. Three games, and get on back out there, Urban. Troubling details of the report, which was released after yesterday's press conference. Convenient. Ben comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News and says, so Urban Meyer, or Urban Liar, as I like to call him, only got suspended for the first three games of the season, which is crap. He should have been terminated for lying to the media and for not filing the report with the Title IX office like he should have when the incident was reported to him. I totally agree. You know, the right thing to do would have been to fire Urban Meyer. But right thing to do and college sports just don't go in the same sentence together. Let's go to our phone lines. 517-355-WKAR. I knew this brother. Certainly had some thoughts on everything that's happened out in Columbus, Ohio. Line two, Ray from Indiana. Ray, happy birthday as well. Connor Mathis, our engineer for the day, told me that it was your birthday. It is your birthday today. Happy 20th birthday, brother.
I wish that was 20th birthday. Number 69.
Congratulations, but my friend. That's great stuff.
I feel 30 in my heart. I'm still jogging to 5 miles every day.
There you go. I love it. I love it, man. What's on your sports noggin, though?
Well, we'll talk about Urban. Urban, get rested up. You're 6-0 against the Bullies. Let's make it 7 this year.
So you're going to be rooting for it. After everything that's happened, Ray, you're still rooting for Urban Meyer and Ohio State to beat Michigan, huh?
You know how dirty Michigan is. You know how dirty all these programs
are,
you. Buddy.
I got you.
You know how dirty all these programs, including your program, it's all about money, pride, and arrogance. All of them. And so, I'm going to tell you, I worked there 18 years, and I know how they revoked my season tickets, ran me out of town like a criminal, won't apologize. The police are in on it. You know, the police are in on a lot of these things, okay? They know what's going on, and they look the other way because they're winning all these ball games.
But what you're telling me, Ray, after everything that we've been digesting over the last, you know, less than 24 hours or so when it comes to the Ohio State investigation, you're still going to root for the Ohio State Buckeyes when they play the University of Michigan, huh?
Yeah, you think I'm going to root for Michigan? They're just as dirty as any of the other programs. They just cover it up and hide it, a lot of these things. And it ain't just Michigan or Ohio State. It's all these programs. You had a bunch of dirt up there on your side, too, remember?
Which incident are you referring to, Ray?
Well, that sexual stuff that was coming out all
with the three players, Donnie Corley, Demetric Vance, and Josh King, yeah. That's true, man. I mean, it's you know what? I didn't even bring up this story. I don't know if you saw yesterday's story, but I believe there's a situation going on at Rutgers, right, Connor? When it comes, did you see this story?
Yeah, credit card fraud. What the heck is that about? Yeah,
exactly, credit card fraud at Rutgers. I mean, what's going on in the Big Ten East right now? It's so much drama and scandal happening in the Big Ten East in the world of college football right now. It's insane, Ray. So, yeah.
Well, you know, they have these safety department bills, and they're getting paid by the university. So they're going to do what they do. All these cops are getting paid off, okay, to do what they're told so they can get their check, okay? And it's never going to change until, you know, Herb Street said a good thing yesterday. He said they ought to get a FBI, somebody retired or whatever. So when these kids pick on a girl or one of the coaches do, let them handle that stuff and get it back up to the university without, you know, these guys are recruiting, they're trying to win football games. You expect them to know all that's going on at the university when they're trying to keep their grades up and everything else. They got a tough job too, you know. It's not as easy as you guys think it is.
No, I hear what you're saying, Ray, but at the same time, you got to follow protocol. If you find out that one of your coaches is involved in domestic violence or one of your players is involved in a situation like that, it's real simple to give Title IX office a call and say, "Hey, this is going on." You know what I mean?
I think
sometimes these coaches try to
suspend three games. What do you want them to do? Fire him?
They try to protect their coaches and their star athletes and their program because they don't want any negative press. They don't want that player sitting out. They don't want any drama for their program. So they try these cover-up schemes. It's dirty. Simple as that, Ray. Simple as that, man. So I have no sympathy for Urban Meyer. No sympathy for Urban Meyer.
you don't think all the universities don't have dirt and that these police kind of protect these players and the coaches and everything?
The coaches protect the players as well, right? That's what we had here, Urban Meyer yeah, saying, hey, let me delete some text messages here more than a year ago. I mean, come on now. Come on. Okay, Urban knew what was up.
Here's the thing. You don't think cops don't protect them, too, because they're getting paid by the university?
It's a whole thing. The coaches, it's a whole big pot of scandal. All right? I totally hear where you're coming from, Ray. I hear where you're coming from,
I'm just saying, don't just throw dirt on Ohio State. Michigan State, you did it. Michigan did a lot of dirt. It goes to all of them.
I don't think anything has been proven when it comes to Michigan State doing any kind of dirt. Who are you civilly talking about, Ray?
Well, I'm talking about all those.
Mark D'Antonio hasn't been proven to do anything wrong. Mark D'Antonio was found proven right, actually, going to the Title IX office and letting them handle it. There was nothing found wrong to any wrongdoing with his coaching staff.
It didn't look like Izzo was going to make it, neither did the Colts.
And have you heard anything, any follow-ups with ESPN when it comes to the whole time Izzo situation? That was blowing steam. Nothing came of that.
I know, but I don't know what – was it proven that
no.
They didn't know anything about it?
Nothing has been proven in that. I think I'm still waiting on a report from ESPN to follow up with both of those reports. I haven't heard anything from Paula Levine since then. So, again, we got to keep things in context here. We can't jump to conclusions here. We only can go off of what has been proven here. And what read that investigation. Just comb through the report. If you got some free time later this afternoon, Ray, after you're done jogging, comb through that report from Ohio State and read what Urban Meyer failed to do. But we got 30 seconds left. Ray, thank you so much for your call, my man.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Well, that brings us to Friday. I'm pooped. I'm tired, man. I think I need a nap after that show. Wow. On tomorrow's Current Sports, I promise you we'll have Jeremy Miller, also another special guest, a part of the hour. Until then, we are on a 23-hour break. Have a great Thursday and be easy, people.